Ukraine continues, not surprisingly, to dominate the agenda and the debate and the discussions here in the European Parliament. But a staggering figure was confirmed today by the Commission's High Representative, Josep Borrell, when he admitted to MEPs in the Parliament that the EU is spending an unbelievable billion euro a day on paying for Russian supplies of oil, gas and coal. It's unbelievable. How did the EU, Ciarán, get itself into a situation that it would become so dependent and give so much money to Russia?
Historically, EU member states, EU countries simply went for the cheapest option. And up until very recently, the cheapest option has been petrochemicals, gas and oil. Even, you know, despite a lot of warning signs about the climate, but also warning signs about being dependent on despotic regimes, whether it be Russia or indeed the Gulf states. The clear message now is we have to wean ourselves off Russian oil and gas as soon as possible. But I think we have to be careful not to jump from the frying pan into the fire. By that, I mean, if we stop buying Russian gas and start buying gas and oil from Saudi Arabia in larger numbers, the human rights regime in Saudi Arabia leaves an awful lot to be desired. Just 2 weeks ago, they put to death 81 men and boys in dubious circumstances. So I think the bigger picture is we have to cut off our fossil fuel addiction. The price of renewable energy has never been cheaper. And Frans Timmermans, the European Commissioner, gets it. He says that we have to clearly boost our investment in rooftop solar, in heat pumps, in the kind of technologies that the Greens have been talking about for years. But I'm really pleased that they're now on everyone's lips. And I hope if there is a silver cloud to this very dark cloud, it'll be that we will be boosting the investment in renewable energy and energy efficiency.
But I think, as I've said to you before, there is going to be a short-term deficit in terms of supply, won't there be? Because if the taps were turned off tomorrow morning, the EU simply wouldn't have enough alternatives, renewables or any other types of clean alternatives, to be able to ensure a continuation of energy supply to EU countries if those gas supplies from Russia were cut off.
There absolutely are short-term supply problems. For Ireland, we're much better positioned than many other member states. I was talking to a Bulgarian colleague earlier. They are absolutely umbilically linked to Russia for their oil refinery, for their nuclear power and for other forms of energy. In Ireland, the picture is somewhat brighter. We are hugely dependent on oil and gas, but very little of the gas comes from Russia and a small amount of the oil. In the short term, we can move away from that Russian supply. But there is a danger that, in a sense, in a panic, we might put in infrastructure that would still be with us in 30 years' time. We've got to make sure we don't have stranded assets. We've got to make sure that we don't put billions into infrastructure like liquid natural gas that would be there in 20, 30, 40 years' time when we wish to be completely removed from fossil fuels.
And just on that point then, I was speaking to Sean Kelly earlier, and indeed Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher has the same view, that the plans for the proposed Shannon LNG terminal in North Kerry, they're both saying they should go ahead. This is an example now of how we need gas. Sean Kelly says we'll need gas for the next 30 years, and that this will ensure energy supplies, and the government won't even have to pay for it because it's the American or the US company will pay for its development.
The problem there is that a lot of the gas that might come in from the United States is dirty, fracked gas. And I think we've got to be very careful to heed the warnings that come from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. So we can't stand with Greta Thunberg and then start building LNG facilities at Shannon. We either take the climate crisis seriously or we don't. So I would say to my colleagues, my Irish colleagues, that we have got to ramp up the move to renewables and the move to energy efficiency. And I think if we do that ambitiously, and this is what the IPCC said yesterday, we can halve our fossil fuel use over the next 10 years. We've got to do that. That's what the scientists are saying. But if we start investing in oil, in gas, in coal, we simply won't tackle the climate crisis, and it may well be too late to keep the Earth's climate in a stable condition.